You are listening to Behind the Avatar, the podcast that gets to know the people behind the characters they play and what makes them tick. My name is Lita, and today I am chatting with Rayanne from Realm of Books podcast. Hi, Rayanne. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lita. Thank you for having me here.
Even though
I'm a little sleepy, but thank you.
That's okay. Thank you so much for giving your time today to chat with me. So we're going to talk about this game that we love to play. And first off, how long have you been playing World of Warcraft?
I have been playing since May of 2007. I came in the middle of BC.
Okay, awesome. And before you started playing World of Warcraft, were there other games that you liked to play?
Yes, I am a huge fan of survival horror games for consoles. Mm-hmm. And now World of Warcraft was my first online game, but I've played several different types of games previous with my little brother and with my husband and stuff. But survival horrors are definitely where it's at for me. Silent Hill, Resident Evil, yeah. Fatal Frame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Oh, nice. All right. So then when you came to play World of Warcraft, how did you get introduced to the game?
Oh, well, I have a couple of friends that I hadn't talked to them for a couple of months, and they decided to come over one day and pick up a book I had borrowed from them. And they started talking about this game, this online game where you could play as anything nearly. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
They said, you really need to check this out. So they jumped on YouTube and started showing me all these videos. And they just decided to, I don't know really how to explain it. They kidnapped me, so to speak, took me over to their apartment,
yeah,
and had me log in and create a random character and just run around a little bit.
Okay.
And they said, this is World of Warcraft, and you're going to play it. You got a new laptop this year, and you're going to play it. And I was like, okay, but how do we work around this? I mean, you know, how do I know my laptop will do it? And so the husband took the laptop into their office, mm-hmm. loaded the game up for me.
Yeah.
And they're like, here, free trial. You can play. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Really? Okay. So now I've been addicted to it ever since.
Oh, that is awesome. That is a great story. So then, okay, let's talk about your name as I know you via Twitter, which is Mother of Alts. But with your sort of maybe, I don't know, gaming names or your toon names, like first off, where did your Twitter name come from? And then what's your toon names like that might reflect that?
Mother of Alts. Well, whenever I was starting the Azeroth After Hours podcast with Mark Conan and my husband, mm-hmm. Keckle Moore, about a year ago, actually, we were trying to figure out how we wanted to portray ourselves, because Mark Conan already had a personality online doing mm-hmm. the Mount Up stuff. Yep. And so as we were trying to get ourselves in there, my husband went with his character's name as his online persona, but I was like, I'm not just my main that I play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely more than that. And I think I milled around in my mind for a couple of days. I was like, you know what? I really am like the Mother of Alts, because I have so many of them that I actually play on a daily basis.
Yep.
So that's kind of where that came from. And it just kind of stuck.
Okay.
I mean, it just makes more sense to just stick with it. So, and I have that I play. I have Rayanne, who is a priest.
Mm-hmm.
I have Eleonora, which is my horde mage. I have Erenora, which is my alliance mage. I have Rukia, which is my warrior. Let's see. Maiasis, which is my rogue. I have Amore Trovato, which is my shaman. Obnoxious, which is my druid. Lai, which is my paladin. Pixel, which is my warlock. Verita, which is my hunter. Piogia, which is my death knight. And I think that's about it that I play on a nearly daily basis.
Wow, that's awesome. So then what are the things that influence you when you go to name a new character?
Well, Rayanne is actually my middle name.
Okay.
I got lucky enough whenever I made her on my home server, and then on the server that my husband and I moved to a couple of years ago, it was available on both of them. So
nice.
I went with my middle name.
Yeah.
And let's see, sometimes I try to go with another language, something that means something, because there's so many players in WoW now that even a simple phrase is already taken.
Yeah.
So you kind of get, you kind of have to manipulate it a little bit. So, some of them are another language. Amore Trovato is found love. Piogia is, rain, Italian.
Okay.
Rain. Verita is truth, and Rukia is an anime character from the anime Bleach.
Okay. Cool.
Obnoxious is actually the name of a D&D character that I made, and Lai is actually the name of a D&D character that I made. And they actually look like the characters that I play in those campaigns as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's awesome. So then... Mm-hmm. Do you remember what was the very first character that you ever rolled back when you first started?
That would be my alliance mage, Erenora, who was originally Eleonora on my home server. But when I moved her to the server I'm on now, Eleonora was not available. So I went with Erenora because a roommate that my husband and I had several years ago, he always liked to use voices, and anytime I was playing on Eleonora, he would always say, "Hey, are you on Erenora?" Just making up names. And so when to move her and her name wasn't available, I was like, "Well, she's always called this anyway, so let's just do it phonetically."
Okay. That's awesome. So then what was the thing that made you choose the class and the race that you did? So you went Mage Alliance. Mage,
human.
So what was the thing that made you choose that as your very first character?
At the time, I believe, I was rewatching Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
And I have a real big thing, I can't say I had because I still do have a really big thing for the character Willow Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Who was a witch. And she was redheaded, and I went with a human redheaded mage. And I originally was fire, and when I was raiding with her in Karazhan back in the day, I switched to arcane.
Yeah.
And when she stopped being my main, I put her back on fire because I had a lot of fun just blowing stuff up.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Since she is an alt, I don't raid with her. I dungeon with her a little bit, but my main thinking is I want to have fun with her, and I really enjoy fire, and I really enjoy making things explode. So I'm just going to keep her fire, even if it's not a legit spec right now.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Okay. So you still have that character? She is still part of your account?
Yes, ma'am. She is level 90. She just dinged maybe a month or two ago.
Oh, no. Nice. Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So tell me, do you remember the very first guild that you were in and how long you were in it for and maybe what the guild was called?
Yes, I do, actually. Mm-hmm. It was called Section 8 because in the U.S. military, a Section 8 is when you have gone crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
And the guild that I joined was the guild was created by the folks that got me into World of Warcraft, and the folks in the guild themselves were all just a little insane, so it was really appropriate.
Yep.
But it didn't last for very long, because about a month after I started playing, I had to take a break for school. And when I came back, I had learned that the folks that had got me into WoW had jumped servers.
Okay.
And so I was stuck there with them, and or I was stuck in a guild with a bunch of alts that never logged on. And so I didn't stay there for very long after that. And I'm not even sure if it's still up on the home server or not, which I don't think it is, but I stayed in there for a little while and visited with them. But once I was gone for that break, they all eventually jumped ship to another server.
Okay. All right. So then, now, you're a self-confessed altaholic, if we can, we can say that. This might be a really difficult question, so I'll be interested to see what you have to say. But what would be your favorite class, and why is that?
Oh, see, that is a hard one. Oh, crap. Let's see. I really enjoy my main, who is a shadow priest. I like to melt faces.
Yeah.
And with Erenora, I like to blow things up. And with my warrior, I like to not die, because I'm a tank spec on her.
Okay.
I think I'd have to go with my priest, because I've spent so much time on her that I could do her rotation with my eyes closed and dozing off.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So out of the three different types of what would you say, between DPSing or healing or tanking, what is the one that you prefer to play?
Ooh. Now that one is kind of hard. I've actually never tanked anything besides dailies or just questing and such of that nature. I'm too afraid.
Okay.
I really am. I'm too afraid of the ridicule that you'll find in LFG and LFR and stuff. So I keep her close to home. But as for DPS and healing, I'd have to say healing when Holy was more viable than Disc.
Yeah.
That was my favorite time. I rocked socks, man, whenever I was healing on my priest.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun back then.
Yeah.
Now it's Disc, and I never really learned Disc all that well, so I kind of stick to Shadow with her.
Yeah, I'm the same. With my priest, I pretty much leveled her to be a healer for raiding, and as soon as I hit max level, I switched her straight to Holy, and she was Holy for a very long time. And then when I stopped raiding with her, I put it as Shadow, but I couldn't play Shadow. I forgot how to play Shadow. I was kind of like, I'm just, all I am is good for healing. This really is bizarre, which I'm not a healer. I mean, I'm not. But yeah, so that's interesting. Okay. So then...
Well,
Go ahead. No, you go.
When I actually was leveling her up, when I was leveling Rayanne up, I started as Holy.
Mm-hmm.
And I leveled from 1 to 70 as Holy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It was mind-numbingly hard.
Yep.
And then from 70 to 80, because I got up to where they needed a healer for Karazhan on my raid team at the time. So when I got to 70, I was like, okay, I'm here. I'm your healer. Let's go. But when Wrath came out and I was leveling from 70 to 80, I leveled as Disc.
Okay.
But as soon as I hit 80, I went back to Holy.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to still be able to heal, but I wanted to be able to DPS, and so I went Disc. And by the time I hit 80, I was like, okay, I'm tired of this. I want to go back to what I understand.
Yeah, yeah. I think I did 70 to 80 as Holy, because I just couldn't. I couldn't be bothered. I thought, I knew it might take me 5 minutes to kill something, but damn it, that mob can't kill me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Back then, you were unkillable. It was awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I miss Holy spec on her though. Yeah, it's It's good. Like, I still have it as my second spec. I've never been, I don't know, I've just never been into disc. So I tried playing Dishonored and I just, no, I couldn't get it. So I was like, no, just, I go back to Holy. So yeah, but very cool. Okay. So then tell me this, what aspects of World of Warcraft do you most enjoy when you play it?
Achievements and questing. I loved level and I love the lore. I'm not the raider in the family. My husband is. He has so many 90s. I think 7 or 8 90s. No, 9 90s. He just got his 9th one. And he raids with all of them. He does LFR and Flex and all that. And I'm just like, you know what? Since you want to break your keyboard nearly every day, I'm just going to let you enjoy that. And I'm going to sit over here and I'm going to do my questing and my achievements and stuff like that. You just have fun because I don't want that stress. So
Exactly.
I like, oh, and pet battles, of course. You
Oh,
can't
hello, high
not pet
five.
battle.
Yes,
Yes,
definitely.
high five.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, this is that's the part that I like to, you know, everyone plays the game differently, and it's very interesting how people play the game. So, okay, well, how about this? I know this might be a tough one, but what's your most memorable moment from playing World of Warcraft?
Oh, most memorable moment.
Is there something that really just sticks out in your mind, no matter what it is about the game?
Yes, actually, there is one instance that really, really sticks out in my mind. My husband and I, we met in World of Warcraft.
Oh, wow,
And
really? Okay. Awesome. Yeah.
we have actually we've been together 5 years, but we've known each other for 6.5 because the guild that I got into after my original guild on my home server, it happened to be the same guild as him, and he was an officer. And it didn't take long for me to bump up the ranks to officer as well. Well, as any guild that's big, there tends to be drama that happens. And there was an implosion with the guild, and he and I actually created our own guild. We weren't together at this time. We were just friends. It was a group. It was about 5 of us that started this guild. And he stuck around as the guild leader for about 6 or 7 months, and he was getting that raiding itch. He wanted to join a 25-man guild because we were just doing Karazhan and stuff at this time. So we just had stuck to 10 men. So he wanted to jump ship, and I gave him grief about it for a little while, but I understood he enjoys raiding and he has always enjoyed raiding. So I said, he asked me one day to meet him in Shattrath. And so I came out to Shattrath, and he was standing under a doll, and he started to RP giving me the guild that we had created, handing over guild lead.
Really? Wow.
And he actually still has the screenshots from that too. He put it in Say so that because back then, Shattrath was really, really, busy. And he put it in Say everything that he said about stepping down and giving the guild over to me, his most trusted right-hand person. And I was not expecting this at all. And I was sitting at my mom's house in her kitchen, and the things that he was saying just it hit me real hard because we were pretty close. The 5 of us that started the guild, we were really close. And so him handing me this and leaving, I actually started crying. And my mom knew I was playing the game, and so she runs into the kitchen where I was playing. She's like, "What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong?" I said, my friend, he just gave me guild lead, and I don't know. I'm losing it here." And she's just like, "Okay, you're crazy. I'm gonna go back in the living room." I was like, "It's okay, you don't understand. I'll explain it to you someday." But he left and did his thing with that 25-man guild, and I took our guild that we had created and continued its legacy and everything. And it wasn't long after that that he and I actually started dating. But that time, that 10, 15 minutes that we were in Shattrath, when I saw that yellow text pop up that says, Rayanne has now become guild lead. It's
Yeah.
yeah, that'll always stick with me. And I mean, I've got the screenshots to always look back at it, but
Wow.
I can still see it in my head, and it's like, oh, and yeah, and it's making me
It's
not teary or
emotional.
anything, but I have this big smile on my face right now just thinking about
Yeah.
it.
Wow, that's what a such a moving and obviously emotional moment for you. I can feel it. Just you telling me, I feel like I'm there. So, wow.
Kind of
It's
feel like a
amazing.
goob because I'm getting all like, yeah, anyway, moving
Okay,
on.
all right, next question. Let's go to the next one. So then for you, when you sit down and you play World of Warcraft, what's a typical play time like for you? Do you have a ritual of things that you have to do, or is it just go with the flow? Like, what's your typical play time like? Okay.
Oh Lord.
Alcoholic, let me guess.
I have a note a piece of notebook paper that goes with me. I play most of the time that I play well before we moved I play at work because I work third shift and I am the desk clerk at a hotel. So I have a lot of free time in my 8 hours at work. Because I could actually get all of my work done in like 2 hours, and then I would just have n every, you know, the whole night to myself. But then, you know, so I've kind of break up the time. So I break up my routine in WoW. And I have a sheet of paper that I bring with me that's my daily WoW to do. And it starts off with my individual bank alts. And because they're my auctioneers as well, and I start off with them and get, you know, the gold from them and re-put the stuff on the auction house, and then I move on to, oh, how does it go? Because hold on, okay, I do my auctions, and then I do I get on my warrior and do my JC daily because I'm trying to gather all the past patterns, yes, jewel crafting is patterns. I'm trying to get all the old patterns and stuff. So I do the JC daily and then I do the farm. And then I go to my mage and I do her farm and I make flasks with my golden lotus that I get from the farm. Then I go to my priest and I work on her achievements that are the daily ones that you have to do, 'cause right now I'm stuck with the shadow pan and they're driving me crazy. And then I move it once I get that done. And depending on the free time I have still at work, I'll move on to an alt to start leveling through the rest of XP. And I do this every day because I have OCD. I have really bad diagnosed OCD. And so my husband thinks I'm insane, but I have a routine that I have to stick with. And it's always the same thing. And whenever I get online at night, my friends that are the third shifters or the night owls or whatever, they see me come on my first bank alt and they're like, okay, well, anything I have to say to you, I'll wait until you get on and you're on one of your 90s. And I was like, that's a good idea because I'm going to be bouncing around and you know it.
Hey, that's it's amazing how many people just talking to people, they have, different routines that are similar to that. So, and I do to a certain degree as well. So, yeah. No, I don't think that's strange at all, Rayanne. That's all I think that's awesome. You've got a strategic plan. And that's the way to
Well,
go. That's how I look at it.
along with my OCD, I mean, everyone has crazy lives. I mean, there's not a person in this world that doesn't have something crazy going on in their lives. And I'm happy to admit, well, not happy, but I don't mind admitting that I was diagnosed 10 years ago with bipolar and bipolar one, no, bipolar, the less crazy one. I think it's bipolar one. I'm having a brain fart. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was diagnosed with bipolar and generalized anxiety. And so with everything that goes crazy in my life, being able to log into WoW and have a routine and have a set goal, a set thing of things to do, I actually get calmed down. And it helps me to go on with my daily life, being able to set a routine at work around my routine in WoW. It's like as soon as I clock in at work at 11 p.m. until I clock out at 7, I have something to do every 30 minutes, be it in game or in real life, to do work. And of course, you know, guests showing up or phone calls that I have to do, or I have to go take a guest a plunger, or they need extra towels, you know, I compensate for that because you never know what's going to happen during the night. And I do that also at the house too. Whenever I'm at home, if I have chores to do, dishes or laundry or something, I set a certain amount of time whenever I'm on my alts. I do that thing with them. And then I get up and I do something in the apartment. I fold a load of clothes. I do a load of dishes or I work on something else. You know, I don't like structure because it sounds really, really controlling, but it helps with the mental stuff I have going on.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's why I like WoW. It lets you control what you do in game.
That is very true. That's
unless you do LFR and then everything's just crazy.
Yeah, LFR's its own monster, really, isn't it? It really is.
Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah.
I only go in there if I'm feeling really, really brave.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I've not done very much raiding this expansion at all. So, it was nasty when I went in, and that was months and months and months ago. So, well, thank you for sharing that part of you. You know, it's a completely understand. So, you know, it's a big part. But the fact that you have this, you know, some structure that helps you, you know, how fantastic. And this game, it's a game that you can, you know, that can give you some joy and help you as well. So I think that's fantastic. So thank you. Wow.
No problem.
Okay. So now let me ask you this. You've been playing since Burning Crusade. So what are the things that keep you coming back to playing World of Warcraft?
Well, one of them is all the pets they keep adding.
Yes, of course.
That just makes it, because they're so cute.
Yeah,
they are. They're so cute. Also, all the achievements, you know, that they give you goals to go after. And I get to still play with my husband because he hasn't gotten bored with the game yet. And a lot of my friends are online still. And so I get to see them online. Yep. But it's mostly all the little things that I like to do. I get to explore more places with my alts, and I get to do more pet battles and keep trying for those rares and going for those harder achievements. And right now I'm still trying to level some rep with old dungeons and stuff. Yeah. So I have goals that I haven't yet accomplished, and I have friends that I don't want to leave yet.
Awesome. That's really good. Okay, so then tell me, is there anything that you would like to see Blizzard implement into World of Warcraft?
You know, I was thinking about this earlier because I remembered I was listening to a podcast very recently where they were discussing this as the same topic. And every time I start to think of something that I want them to do, they do it. Like when BlizzCon happened and they were talking about the Warlords of Draenor, I kept thinking, I really wish that I had like my own guild house. And guess what?
Yeah.
We get it.
Yes.
And then I keep thinking, man, I really wish I could clean out my bank of these toys and these clothes that I just keep holding around that don't fit into my void store. Well, what are they doing? They're hooking us up with that. And it's like, okay, well, maybe if I keep thinking of all these neat little things, they'll keep implementing them.
Maybe it's your brain they're tapping into, you know.
Oh, so, I hope not.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting that they've come up with some things that I didn't think would happen for a while with, you know, how Warlords is looking. It's very exciting. Are you excited for Warlords to come out?
Well, yes and no. I am really excited that we're going back to Burning Crusade type areas and well, pre-Burning Crusade, sort of.
Yeah.
You know, the whole wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff. But yeah. It and when I was watching BlizzCon with Kecklemore, the first thing when they said that they were going to go back in time, I was like, oh crap, Garrosh is his own grandpa. And now every time they talk about warlords, that's the first thing I think of is that was the first thought. And I looked at him and I said, he's his own grandpa. And he said, oh no, please, no, don't go into that thought process. But I'm looking forward to the quality of life changes. I'm looking forward to getting to go back to Outland or to Draenor. And I want to see what they're going to do with it. I'm still a little skeptical about the time travel stuff, but if it has anything to do with Nos Dormu, then I will be definitely happy because he was one of my favorite aspects. So okay. I'm giving Blizzard the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to go into it optimistically, and hopefully I won't be dashed, but we'll see.
Yeah, I have to admit that I don't really worry too much about the expansions, only because I think about what Blizzard has given us for the past 8 years. And for me to sit down and go, well, you know, I'm still here playing this game and loving it, and I'm not getting bored, and I've still got so many things to do with, you know, with the Mists of Pandaria, that I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm even ready for Warlords because I've got too much to do still. So
I think that's one of the things I love about World of Warcraft is that, I mean, it depends on the aspect of the game that you play, but there really is no end. There's always something to do.
Yep.
Exactly. You just got to be willing to do it, I suppose. Mm. I mean, I could collect all the pets. I could collect all the mounts. I could get all the achievements. But then, and then I say, I'm not done. I can still go raid if I really want to deal with LFR and Flex. But
yeah. Or you can hop on another alt.
So much to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can go through and do, you know, you do it all on one girl, and then all of a sudden, you know, you swap over and go, well, I really like that achievement, so I can go, you know, go do the critter achievement, or go do, you know, the world events and do it on various other ones. So, I mean, everyone has, as I keep saying, everyone has different things that they love to do about this game. Yeah, it's always really interesting. So, awesome. Okay, well, I want to talk about something that you do outside of the game that, well, I won't really say this one involves the game, but you do, well, there's two podcasts, and the first one I want to talk about is a podcast called Realm of Books, which is, do you want to tell everyone exactly what it is? And I must say, I'm completely enjoying it. So if you want to tell people Realm of Books and what you do on that one.
Sure, no problem. And I'm really glad that you like it. It is a book review and discussion podcast on sci-fi, fantasy, and nerdy genre books. And it's on the Stormride cast with that Remgar from Torin Think Tank put up.
Yes.
I do the shows come up over there. And basically I've only got two episodes out right now. The third episode will be, it's an interview episode. So that's going to be, the interview will be sometime next week after everything settles down. But I've got two episodes out so far of, the first one is a sci-fi book, Fiddlehead by Sherry Priest. And the second one is fantasy. Well, yes, fantasy. On the Pale Horse by Piers Anthony. And basically, I introduce the book and I go through and I tell the story. And I do warn that there are spoilers. I always do because there are folks that haven't read the books or may not even read the books. But I hope that they'll read the books. That's my one goal, is that they eventually pick up that book because of something I said. But I go through and I discuss it and talk about the parts that I love and the parts that I didn't so much love, and go through giving the listeners an opportunity to fall in love with the book that I fell in love with.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the On a Pale Horse. I need to look into that, 'cause just by listening, it intrigued me into stepping outside of my comfort zone with the normal authors that I read. And so I'm intrigued to actually sit down and read it, but I need to find it first. So thank you for that. It's something a bit different without always, having a World of Warcraft in my ears, which is a lot of the shows I listen to. So no, I'm
Well,
thoroughly enjoying it.
I'm so glad that that makes me really happy that you're enjoying it. I'm a huge reader. When I'm not playing World of Warcraft or driving my husband crazy, I love to read. And I just decided that I really want to do something with reading. So I approached Remgar about it after talking it over with Markkonen a little bit. He hyped me up for it. He was like, "Yeah, totally. Go talk to him about it." So I talked to Rem about it and we discussed it a little bit and he gave me a chance and I'm glad to say that he's keeping me around because
Awesome.
he likes what I'm doing and I'm really enjoying it. And On a Pale Horse was suggested by my husband. He was the one that read those books back in the day and he's like, you really need to get a hold of this book. We're going to get you this book and you're going to read it and you're going to enjoy it. So he was listening to the audiobook while I was reading the book. And he kept getting farther ahead. And so every time I'd walk near him while he's listening to it, he'd have to pause it because I said, I don't want spoilers. I don't want to read. I don't want to listen ahead, so to speak. And he's already been listening to the next, I think he's on the sixth book of the series on in audiobook form, and he just keeps listening, and I'm just like, please don't talk about any of it because we actually have the second book of the series waiting at the bookstore for me to pick up tomorrow because it just came in, and I said, do not talk about it. I don't want to hear it. I know you enjoy it, but I want to read it. I don't want spoilers, and you're going to give me spoilers, and I don't want them.
Oh wow, that's awesome. So, well, let's talk about Markkonen for a moment because he has been on Behind the Avatar, and I have had a chat with him, and you do a podcast with him as well, which is called Azeroth After Hours.
Yes,
So,
ma'am.
do you wanna tell me about that one?
Well, at the time that I decided that I wanted to do a World of Warcraft podcast, my husband and myself and Markkonen, I've known Markkonen for, oh Lord, 10 years now, maybe a little bit longer. It's been forever. He's one of my closest friends, and the three of us were online at the same time all for about a month there. We were all just hanging out and stuff, and I had been bouncing around an idea of doing a podcast, and I told my husband about it, and he and I kind of got, discussing what we might want to do, but neither one of us had any experience. I mean, my husband, he had some musical production experience in college, but that's, making music and singing and instruments and such of that nature and producing it sort of, but he'd never really even considered podcasting stuff, but Markkonen had, because he'd done the mount up stuff and he'd done other segments and other podcasty type things. And so I got the boys together in Skype and I was like, all right, let's hash out something because this is what I've got going on in my head and this is kind of what I want to do and I kind of want us all to do it, so let's all do it. And we figured, because we spent most of our time on third shift, that introducing the game to players that aren't late night would be the best, because that would be our forte. I mean, trying to find an LFR group that's not crap at 3 in the morning, you're gonna want to pull your hair out. So hey, let's give you an opportunity to do something else you wouldn't even thought of doing at 3 in the morning.
Well, you 3 in the morning is pretty much like my prime time night playing time, isn't it? So
Yes, it
we
is.
quite gel up very well with our times, and Marconin's the same. So I get to tweet you guys, which is always fun to do. So, but.
Yes, it is fun for the late night tweets. They get crazier and crazier every night.
Yeah, exactly. So you said so Azeroth After Hours is just taking a bit of a break at the moment, but you'll be coming back.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. Right now, because of me starting Realm of Books, I've actually gotten a lot more experience with editing podcasts and doing a bit of the producing mm-hmm. behind it as well. So if we can actually start working on a set schedule, hopefully, because Mark Conan's always traveling.
Yeah.
Oh, my poor friend. Yes. He never gets to rest.
I know. It's crazy, his schedule.
It is. It's insane. I mean, my husband and I, our schedules change. Well, yeah, they change from week to week, but not nearly as crazy as Mark Conan's does. So if we can start nailing down times that we find that we're all available to sit down and talk, then we might be able to do it. Because before, Mark Conan was the one that was doing the editing and the producing and everything, and I was keeping up with the show notes. And now that I've got some experience on the other side of that, then I can take some of the pressure off of him and help him out with it. So
awesome.
We might be able to get it back sooner, because this month is actually, I know we have only recorded 6 episodes of Azeroth After Hours, but only 4 of them are up, I think.
Yeah.
And this month is the 1 year, like a year ago, we started Azeroth After Hours. So,
okay.
I hope we can bring it back soon, but I don't want to get anybody's hopes up or anything like that, because we still don't know when it will be. Yeah.
You'll be back when you're back. So, but no, that's that's awesome. It's good that you've got this diversity between, you know, doing a World of Warcraft as well as, you know, the book podcast. That's how very exciting for you. So I'm enjoying both. So
I'm awesome. Glad.
And you know what? I'll have the links up on behind the Avatar blog page. So if people wanna check out where you can find Rayanne, that's yeah, I'll have them all there. So that's awesome.
Yay.
Okay, I've just got a couple more questions. So I want to know is, what is one skill that you have learned through playing World of Warcraft that you now use in real life?
I'd have to say that it would be talking, actually. I have been with my mental health issues and stuff, I'm really introverted. And so being in WoW and making friends that you speak to over vent, or that you've given your Skype information to, or you're doing raids with, or that you're talking to, you know, talking doesn't just have to be with your voice. It also with your fingers, you know, I've been able to the last several years to come out of my shell and actually put myself out there to make friends. Cause once you're in like an LFG or an LFR and, you know, sometimes you get those real mean folks that just like to trash on everything you do, even if you make your character run funny.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, they'll find something to complain about. And I've had to learn to contend with that as well. So my ability to talk has gotten a lot better over the last several years because of Warcraft.
Wow, that's good. That is really awesome. So I always find it's an interesting question to ask people. Just perspectives, how we, you know, how we see ourselves with the game and how that progresses with our real life. So that's good. Awesome. Okay, I got some quick questions for you. Are you ready?
Do I have a choice?
No, you have no choice. Okay.
Okay, well then just throw them at me.
Okay. Favorite color?
Purple.
Favorite food?
Chinese.
Any particular Chinese?
Sesame chicken and lo mein.
Oh, yum. That sounds good. Okay.
Oh, and sushi. Oh,
And
and sushi.
okay.
Oh, lots of sushi.
Okay. Favorite movie?
Serenity.
Okay. Favorite sports team?
That's a tie between I live in Alabama, and so Roll Tide, Alabama Crimson Tide, only because of my husband, because if I pick anything else, he'll throw something at me. And my alma mater, which is the same as Marconi's, the Arkansas State University Red Wolves.
Aha, okay. Favorite drink?
Alcohol or alcoholic or non-alcoholic?
Whichever, whatever you want.
Southern Comfort with Dr. Pepper shooters.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay, what about favorite TV show?
Oh, that's just mean. Firefly, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, anything with Joss Whedon, Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, Bones, Glee, Arrow. I told you you're mean.
I know. I know. It's I know. It's a, there is just some shocking questions that you can't have just one. All right, what about favorite ice cream flavor?
Oh, see, I'm gonna get a lot of rolled eyes. I like vanilla.
Okay.
Just vanilla. I like to keep that simple.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. Do you prefer toppings on vanilla or just straight and plain?
Just straight and plain.
Okay. Awesome.
Don't like to complicate it.
Sounds, hey, sometimes that's just the best way. Favorite type of coffee?
Oh, Irish.
Good
And
call.
I like to put hot chocolate mix in with coffee. So I like to make a homemade mocha.
Mochas are good. They're my favorites. Okay. And now I just thought of another favorite, which I have to ask. Favorite book.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it, Lita. I knew you were going to ask that. And
Have to,
that is the
have to.
that's the worst question you can ask a
Okay, what about
Oh, it's
favorite author? Is that just as
that's
bad?
even that's just as bad. Okay. Oh, okay. Crap. It's like trying. Okay, you. Oh man. Okay, favorite authors, because I have many favorite authors. I'll just go with that because I cannot pick a favorite book. There's just no way. Let's see. Jim Butcher, Anne Rice, George R. R. Martin. I'm having a. There's so many. One of my favorite books is I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. There is also, see, you can't ask this because I'm having such a hard time with it. And
Well,
all my
that's
boxes are packed, so I can't even look at my book. Oh, Victoria Holt. And
That's a fair chunk of really good authors, so
Robert Heinlein. And oh man, there's just so many. You are evil.
Yeah, I am. I know. But hey, look, you just gave me two new questions for my favorite quick question. So thank you. That's awesome. So I'm happy.
Welcome.
Okay, I've got one more question for you, and this one's not a quick one. This is just a normal question. So a lot of people say I'm addicted to pets and pet battling and all of that stuff, which is completely true. And I know that you enjoy your pets and your pet battling. So I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite companion or battle pet?
That's just as bad as asking me who is my favorite author or what's my favorite book.
I know.
You are
I've got
evil.
like a top 100.
You like torturing me, don't you?
Yeah.
I actually have two pets that I love the most, and they're ooey gooey sappy reasons. The Cinder Kitten and the Griffin Hatchling Pet.
Okay, yeah.
Both of them were surprise gifts from my husband. And I really wish my webcam was working right now because I have my Griffin Hatchling Pet. I looked for it specifically because it's one of the first things I always put on my desk whenever we move,
Yeah.
because I've moved a lot. His name is Beaker. And he hangs out on my desk with me, and he was a surprise for my birthday a couple of years ago. And the Cinder Kitten, when it came out, I believe I got that one for Christmas.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yep, they're my favorites.
So do you name your pets? Are you into naming all of your pets, or?
Not all of them. Mm-hmm. My Cinder Kitten is not named yet, because I haven't thought of a good name for her yet. But I named my Griffin Hatchling pet the same name I named my stuffed animal of him, Beaker.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I kept him Beaker.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's good. I must admit, I find, you know, 500 plus pets, trying to name them all is a little crazy. So I, mm-hmm. Not all of mine are named, most definitely. But well, that's awesome. They're two really good pets. I love both of them as well. So mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. Well, would you like to tell people how they can get in contact with you?
Absolutely. You can find me. Myself, you can find me on Twitter at Mother of Alts, and you can email me at motherofalts@gmail.com. You can find Realm of Books at Realm of Books on Twitter, and you can also email the show at realmofbooks@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually find the show on the Stormride Cast at Storm. The web address is stormridecast.libsyn.com, and I'm not the only awesome show on there.
Mm-hmm.
There's also Liquor Fueled and Flex Mode, which is hilarious. And the Lockheed Journals with Odinus.
Yes.
And all random assortment of people he has each show. It just keeps getting better and better. And you can also find Azeroth After Hours on Twitter at AAH Podcast, mm-hmm. and AzerothAfterHours.com. And you can email the show AzerothAfterHours@gmail.com.
Awesome. Excellent. And as I said, look, I'll put all the information up on the blog page, as well as the picture of I'm surprised you only sent me one picture of one of your tunes. I was thinking I might get a few. So
I didn't even think about giving you more than just one.
You can send me more. That's fine.
Well, if I get a chance in the next day or so, and I'm can actually find my laptop, because I don't know where my backpack has been put.
Yeah. It's all good. I can always add them in. So it's not a problem.
Okay.
But that's fantastic. So this is it. I just want to say, Rayanne, thank you so much for chatting with me today, and I really do appreciate it, and getting to know you and how you play the game. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Well, thank you for having me. I had a lot of fun. I'll admit I was real nervous in the beginning, but I kind of started to not, you know, be so shaky and stuff. So thank you, Lita, for having me here.
That's okay. You did great.
Do you know that on any given week there are over 50 World of Warcraft podcasts releasing a new episode? Hi, I'm Ro, and if you're looking for new shows or just want to be updated with what's happening with your favorites, then Realm Maintenance is a show you won't want to miss. Realm Maintenance is a WoW podcast that focuses on all of the other WoW podcasts out there. Each week you'll hear an interview with hosts from a featured show, as well as a rundown of news and events happening with many other WoW podcasts in the community. As for WoW news itself, well, you'll get the short version as I break down the past week's headlines in under 80 seconds. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and at realm-maintenance.com, and a new episode is released every Tuesday. You can also find a podcast directory and a guide to when and where many shows livestream the recording of their next episode. When the servers go down, I'll tell you what's up. Follow the show on Twitter at Realm Podcast.
You can find Behind the Avatar podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can contact the show by sending an email to behindtheavatar@gmail.com. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at LadaWow and the show at Behind the Avatar. Also, for things geeky, you can listen to Ben, Steve, and myself on Geektopia podcast, and follow us on Twitter at Geektopia Show. You can also find me with Aprillian, Tidra, and Rogue Slayer on Control Alt WoW. Follow the show at Control Alt WoW, and check us out live every week. Behind the Avatar is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita, copyright 2013. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment and other contributors. Audios used belong to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his music at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.